Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. And today, it's not just going to be mind power, it's going to be body power. Mind and body are teams. And for us to enjoy a state of wellness, we need to understand how we integrate so many aspects, whether it's emotional, mental, physical, to bring in the picture of our physiological balance. And you look at someone that really is, you know, just radiating health, and you're around them and you just feel good and you go, wow, how do they do that? Sometimes we hear stories of pain and suffering and we go, I don't think I want to go that route. Well, my guest today is Becky Chambers. Now, this is a woman that's walked her own journey of life experience, especially when it comes to developing strength and wellness with the body, which is something for all of us. We'd want to be able to enjoy life because we're healthy, and that really does make a difference. And Becky will be chatting today with us so that we can find out about something that she has discovered that has had an impact on her life as well as many other people. Becky Chambers, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. It's great to be here.
Now, Becky, you're a woman that has a tremendous passion for wellness, and you were not always doing the best for yourself, but you have gone through training. You're a naturopath. You love to teach. You have written a book called Whole Body Vibration, which you consider is the future of good health, and you are the president and owner of Vibrant Health. And we're going to be talking about this whole body vibration and high-potency homeopathy, which is really a very interesting area. Now, how in the world did you evolve into this? Why is it? I mean, I understand you weighed 200 pounds before we went on the air. You said, gee, Donna, I must have a voice that sounds very thin. I don't know about that. But whenever, you know, what 200 pounds is a lot of weight. When we think of a guy weighing 200 pounds, it's all, in my mind anyway, it's like, okay, a guy weighing 200 pounds is no big deal because many men are very tall. You know, unless you're short, a short guy, which would be maybe about 5 foot or five, you know, between 5 foot, 5 foot two. To me, that would be a very short male. And the average height for a male, even today, is between 5'7 and 5'9. So it's going up radically, though, to closer to 6 feet. But women, so frequently, so many women are very petite, although we're seeing a lot more that are bigger. So when I heard the sum of 200 pounds, I thought, oh, my goodness. And I guess I'm relating that to me, too, because I'm petite. But tell us your story.
Well, it is a long story. I'm going to make it short somehow. But I'm not a small person, but I'm not a big person in height and build, actually. So 200 pounds is a lot, actually, mm-hmm. for me. You know, it was a lot to carry around, and I wasn't at all happy with it all. But what really propelled me into health was that I ended up getting so incredibly sick eventually from I had started with depression in my childhood, a lot of depression, about 30 years of severe depression. Hmm. And then I had an eating disorder because of all that depression, and ended up 200 pounds and with the eating disorder. And that led to like allergies and candida yeast and digestive problems and joint problems, and still had the depression. It was just a nightmare. It was a nightmare. It was really, truly horrible. And I tried Western medicine, then I tried and psychiatric stuff and drugs, and none of that helped at all, really, to speak of. Then I got into natural health in my 20s, and it was helpful, but wasn't doing the trick because I was such mm-hmm. a complicated situation with so many things wrong. And eventually I got into energy medicine. And Dr. DiIorio in California was a huge help for me. A lot of high-potency homeopathy, and then also whole-body vibration. Started doing that about 10 years ago and saw just huge changes with a combination of those things plus nutrition and nutritional supplements. I'm quite the piece of work.
Well, it is so interesting because we all, and excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you, we all are so unique. And it's almost like you came in with a package deal in this life experience and you said, all right, if I'm going to have junk in my life, I'm going to get it young. And it just, it's just like it was wrapped with a red bow and you had to unwrap it and say, who needs the junk? I mean, we don't need that. But this is something I think is important. There isn't a one situation that takes care of everything. I think that's where people get locked in. And you did a lot of exploration with this.
Yeah.
I mean, tremendous exploration. You really did not shut the door on anything.
That's true. I was trying just about everything. And I did find, you know, that a lot of it is very was valuable for me. And I found the whole body vibration, which is pretty new around here. That was super powerful. I was real excited to find that because it works on so many levels all at once. It's mind, body, and spirit therapy very powerfully all at once. So that was a big turning point. And the homeopathy, I'm very excited about. It's very powerful. I explain homeopathy to people now as it's like when a singer hits the right note and a glass shatters. Where that glass is like energy that's stuck in you, negative feelings and beliefs and thoughts that you just can't shake, you know, usually from some kind of trauma in your past, and you end up believing maybe that you're not good enough or you can't do this or you can't do that or you're afraid of something and you can't shake it. You take these homeopathic remedies and it just, you get the right resonance. It's got to be the right remedy or it doesn't work, but you get the right one, just like when a singer hits the right note. But if she's not on the right note, nothing happens at all. That's what homeopathy is like.
I really like your bringing out that particular point because everything is energy. This is my interpretation. And so if you have that harmonic resonance within your body, in your being, it is going to radiate throughout everything in your life. And I think so many times in our world, today, and this is cross-culturally, that we're so busy that we don't take joy in the things that actually allow us to harmonize. And then when we get sick, it's so hard because we're unwell to be able to bring that harmony into positioning. And that's when we have to reach out and ask for help. Now, the whole body, you abbreviate to WBV, WBV. Yeah. You say it gives you benefits of 1 hour of conventional weightlifting, including increased muscle strength, bone density, flexibility, coordination, balance, and weight loss. Someone may say, yeah, right. Give me a break. I'm watching all of these commercials on television. I have gone to the gym. I'm so sick. I can't tell you how disgusted I am. I can remember because I'm being petite. I've been through phases in my life where I have gone where I've only eaten like 600 calories a day, and I'll go, by God, I'll be able to lose 5 pounds in a week. Not a cotton pick an inch of blubber move.
Really?
Nothing moved. Nothing happened. I remember spending money going.
You know what?
This
is why vibration, the whole body vibration, is really, really great because it works on two really important levels at the same time. I mean, I'm talking right now about losing weight. One, it gets your body and your metabolism pumping fast and working fast so that you're burning more calories. Because there are people who don't eat a lot and they still can't lose weight. And that means, like, you know, hormonal levels are off, metabolism is slow, things are not moving along rapidly in the body. Mm-hmm. So that's one area that needs to be addressed. And honestly, sometimes the vibration alone is not enough, and you need to take some nutritional supplements. But it does, on its own, it does stimulate increased metabolism because it's a workout. And it does increase certain hormones and metabolic activities that help you burn calories faster, and it lowers cortisol. These are things that have been shown. Mm-hmm. Lowers mm-hmm. cortisol, which is a hormone that causes, a stress hormone that causes your body to hold on to fat and pack it up around your middle for future mm-hmm. emergencies.
Right.
So it works on the physical level, but it also works on your brain at the same time, and it's raising serotonin levels really rapidly. I mean, like, one time you use it and your serotonin levels will bounce up. And that's critical for another area. I mean, one of my big problems is I'm an emotional eater, and, you know, everything makes me eat, especially if I'm unhappy, makes mm-hmm. me want to eat. So getting your head in the right place for reaching your goals is really critical for a lot of people, as well as getting the calories burning. So, I mean, I think we all know in order to lose weight, you should exercise more and eat less, but actually doing it can be the problem sometimes.
Well,
and it helps you get in that frame of mind where you follow through and do what you want to do.
Well, I have a lady that I work with who, just to give you an example, now, she's just as round as she can be, and she is petite like I am, and she has a situation with diabetes. Now, I've known this woman for a couple of years. This woman was very rigid with her eating,
mm-hmm.
and she never lost a pound.
Well, that can happen.
And it wasn't until she started adding some food, and she started walking.
Yeah.
She started walking. Yeah. And so she started doing this, but she said, I didn't lose the weight. Well, because of the volumes of material and the wonderful people that I have on my show, I would share a lot of this information with her. And what it is, there was a lot of emotional stuff in here. And that's what intrigued me about WBV, whole body vibration, because you touched a key that I think is very significant. And that is, before you got involved with this, you got involved with energy work on the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people that I've known that have been involved in energy work, when they're doing something like Reiki or any other form of energy work, they will say, I feel a blockage here. I feel a blockage there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the meridians of the body are not flowing. They're not in harmony. And since we're dealing with vibratory frequencies, this unique application that you have been working with for 10 years, and like you say, hardly anybody knows about it, this is something that has created a different application. Now, there used to be, I love to watch these old films on people in health clubs. I think, what was it? It was Dr. Kellogg that had
the vibrating belt.
Yes, the vibrating belt. I watched that, and they're just shaking all over the place.
Yeah, it was probably doing something, you know? Everybody laughed it off. They laughed it right off the planet, but it actually probably did something.
And, you know, they used to have those in gyms years ago.
Yeah.
And people would go in, and they would, and they've got movies on stuff like this where they were just talking about it, and they, you know, just, it was unbelievable. So they tell you, put the belt around your fanny, put it around your thighs, put it around whatever, and just let it do the work. And I, it's just something, here you are with this machine. What is the difference between this machine and that vibrating belt?
Well, actually, one thing I can tell you about this that's really good is that it's got a ton of research behind it. You can't just laugh it away, because not only does it work, there is all kinds of research. It's actually well accepted in certain, for a lot of its benefits, it's accepted by Western medicine. For example, NASA's using it with the astronauts for the bone density and muscle strength.
Really?
And NASA doesn't do something just, you know, off the cuff, just
mm-hmm.
because they saw it on TV.
What difference did it make? Because I know the astronauts, when they're in space, they actually lose bone density because
yes, they do.
You know,
dramatically, 100 times faster than a person on Earth. It's really
no gravity. Yeah.
There's no gravity.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but
amazing.
So you know what they do now? They actually send a vibration plate up into space on the space craft with the astronauts, and they strap them down onto it, since there's no gravity to hold them on, right? They strap them onto the plate every day and vibrate them for 15 minutes.
Are you serious?
Is that hilarious or what?
Okay, folks, we learned something.
I just picture that in my head. And
the astronauts.
Yeah.
You strap them down and they're on this machine.
Now, here on Earth, you don't have to strap yourself onto it.
Oh, my goodness. So they do this, and what's the difference that they've seen?
Well, they see very fabulous results in, they've done a lot of animal studies of what happens in the zero gravity and how the vibration can change that. What happens is that when you're vibrating, it causes all your muscle fibers to fire, your neurons to fire, which causes your muscle fibers to tense and relax the same rate the machine vibrates, which is 20 to 50 times per second. That's 2 to 3,000 times per minute, and you're on there, 15 minutes. That's a lot. So anyway, all the muscle fibers quivering against the muscle, that is actually the signal your bones need to know that they need to increase their bone density. So that tells the bones to increase bone density. It's not, they used to think it was like, the heavy impact of your foot coming down on pavement that told your bone that it needed to increase bone density. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's little tiny quivering of muscle fibers against the bone. And you can get that just by standing on a vibration plate.
I'll tell you something, that heavy impact with bones, I personally know of a couple who were avid runners, and I have nothing against runners. I am not one. That just isn't my thing. I'm a power walker more than anything else. But I know the woman, when she reached her 50s, she actually was told by a physician she was causing a deterioration in her bones. And her significant other, who had been an avid runner for years and years and years, the impact, and both of these are lean people, so it could have been a combination of not getting enough nutritional supplementation in addition.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the husband, he was developing horrific problems with his knees, and they both had
joints,
to give it up.
Yeah, it can be tough on your joints, actually, like pounding on things, for sure. But, with a healthy body, getting all the nutrients and having the right energy, I think we are definitely designed to exercise. You don't want to just give up and lie on your couch. that's not going to do it.
That's right.
But
that's
the vibration plate, the whole body vibration, can help you get back into the state where you're healthy enough to be able to handle exercising more. So it's fantastic physical therapy also. It lowers pain and inflammation levels really rapidly. So I have a lot of people with arthritis and bursitis and tendonitis and all these things, pulled muscles, and it's used in the top physical therapy centers around the world.
Now, something I found intriguing, and this is in your book, Whole Body Vibration, is that this actually assists in the detoxification of the body. And in today's world, the human being, they're testing babies, and babies are coming into this world with such a high level of toxicity. Mama had to have this because that's the only way baby's going to get it.
Right.
So mothers women and men both, our level of toxicity, Bill Moyers did a program on it, and he was discovered when they did the blood testing. He had like 80-plus chemicals in his system, blew him away. Now, this is a man, I think he's in his 70s now. And he said, how did I get all of this? Well, there's a gazillion ways that you can be absorbing chemicals. And this machine, I found it so interesting that you've got to start in it slowly. So the detoxification of the body is done by a number of organs, the pancreas, the spleen, the liver, your intestines are working, your whole body system really, which is phenomenal in my view. I just think it's a miracle in action. But to get rid of that toxicity that actually can bring on illness after a period of time, this machine can only be used for a very short period of time, is it because of the detoxification effect?
Well,
that's
what I recommend for people. Unless you're already a strong, young, healthy athlete, You should start slowly because it is a very powerful detox, and detoxing is stressful for your body. So if you already have some health issues and your body is a little bit weakened and stressed out, you don't want to stress it more too much, or you'll actually likely to feel worse. Any problem you have could conceivably get worse, or you could just have the classic detox reactions of like exhaustion and feeling like you have the flu or something. But on the other hand, if you start slow and you build up and you gradually get the toxins out of your body, you're going to feel a lot better because those toxins are, as you said, linked to all kinds of health issues. And it's a huge education, actually, working with the vibration machine, because inevitably it's a huge detox. No matter what you do, if you're on there, it's detoxing. And a lot of people will try to do it too much too soon. Everybody wants to do more, to be honest with you. The biggest problem I have is like keeping people from doing too much. Then they suddenly start to feel really ill. It turns out it's because they did too much. And they're like, wow, that's amazing. Because you don't normally, in everyday life, you're not really seeing the effect of those toxins slowly building up in your system.
Right.
But you can see it when you suddenly try to take them out. There's like a big surge of them moving into your bloodstream and through your liver and everything, and it can really stress your body. So I recommend start at 1 minute on a gentle machine, not one of the big powerful ones where 10 minutes equals an hour of exercising, but a gentle one and gradually build up.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I was talking to you about before we went on air is that I was at a delightful function this past weekend, and there were a number of women of size there, and I was talking with someone whose mother had gone to a certain village in Africa, and the people in this village in Africa, and she stayed in this village and was doing some work. This is a few years ago, and this woman's mother was a woman of size. She was very, very large, and she said the people in the village were just astonished. And this one day she goes out, and mother does, and she's out and she's bathing in this secluded area, and she looks up and she sees all of the villagers, every single one of them, standing on the ledge above them looking down at her. And she couldn't figure out why. She wasn't embarrassed. She just said, well, they're observing me, no big deal. The reason these people stood and looked at her is that, one, they were very, very tiny. They did not have very much food, and she represented wealth.
Right.
In their consciousness, in that African environment, as in many cultures throughout the world, a woman, a man, when they are extensively overweight, they represent wealth, because only if you have money can you afford food.
Right.
And they didn't have food. Well, there are health problems that come, obviously, when you're carrying around too much weight. I mean, that is something that we see with so many people, and my heart goes out to them, because they have a terrible time moving. They do not know the joy. But we have in the United States, on the other hand, and this started back, God knows when, years ago, I think especially when Twiggy came out, that was the real thing. You were supposed to look emaciated, and that was great. Well, sorry, folks, it isn't. And to have a balance with the body where you're healthy, your body is strong, where you're not emaciated looking, nor are you obese, where there's a healthy balance here. I think we're finally coming back into that positioning, and you relate to that in your book about someone that was from Africa that said she'd have to be in a fattening hut.
Yeah, that's what she said to me.
You've got to be kidding me. But no, this is real. I know it's real because I've had clients that have told me about their cultural things through the years. And I just go, a fattening hut? You have got to be kidding me.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's funny, but it's not funny because it's in the psyche. It really is amazing how it would be encouraged and supported.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cultural. It's a really a cultural thing, and I think the sad thing is how much damage these cultural, not conforming to cultural ideas, how much damage that can cause to people's self-esteem and psyche. That's the last thing you want. Because if you say you want to lose weight, if you feel bad about yourself, it's even harder.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very difficult. I look in the eyes of so many people, women more than the men. We seem to make it more okay with the guys than we do with the gals. And I look at them, and my heart just goes out, because I know what they're going through. I've had enough conversations. I myself have always battled with a bulge, although people didn't think of that with me. But really, it is something that is in our culture.
It's a very powerful message in our culture.
It is.
No,
and we don't see ourselves. We don't see ourselves. And we will look, look at the bulimic and anorexic situation. But let's talk about the bone loss, because that is very important. Mm-hmm. We have all too many women today that are experiencing bone loss. Well, let's face it. A lot of women just aren't that physical. They're not going to be out there exercising or walking doing things. They don't have to do what they did before. We have machines, thank heavens. I'm grateful for every one of them. But the thing is, we have to get out there. And this machine, which, what's its size? Because it doesn't look like in the photos. It doesn't look
a
lot of space.
I mean, I recommend a smaller one for a lot of people, and that is on average, it's about a foot and a half in diameter, the plate that you stand on, and then there's a tower with a control panel up by your hands, and that's it. I mean, you can put it anywhere. You can put it in any corner. I have a client who put right in her living room because she didn't have a lot of room, and she actually, she just stood on the thing for 4 minutes a day for a year, and then she went to the doctor and she told me she was just thrilled. She came back because she was a very, very busy person, and it was a gentle machine. She stood on it while she was brushing her teeth twice a day for 2 minutes. And a year later, she went to the doctor, and she said her bone density had increased and her cholesterol levels had dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing. But you don't have to do a lot. It's quick. It's revolutionary. And by the way, I am not the only one who thinks this is the future of good health. The whole body vibration was on the Dr. Oz show about a month ago, and he was calling it the wave of the future. Isn't that
very
great?
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Yep.
And I think that you bring out some very, very good information about nutrition, because all of us are very unique in our own body chemistry. And you talk about the biophosphonate drugs, how they really can cause problems for the bones. And people are on medications. The doctors are not aware of this. And pharmacists might be, but doctors necessarily are not. And they're not, you think of the elderly, how their bones. I've seen women with bones that have, oh my goodness, that I've got a girlfriend. I thought she was perfectly healthy. She's out walking and all of a sudden the bones in her feet have given way.
Really?
And she has to be in a cast for 2 months.
Wow.
Because her bones are broken.
Wow, from walking?
And I went, oh my God. And we're not talking about someone who's a power walker either.
Right.
We're talking about someone that just does a gentle walk every day, and her bones broke.
Nutrition is a big problem in this country. People, even if you're making good choices, which a lot of us aren't, but say you're even making good choices, the food supply doesn't have the nutrients in it that it once did because the soils are depleted, long travel times, all these different factors. And then people are taking drugs which cause them to not absorb nutrients properly or have the right acid balance in their stomach for digesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up with very poor nutrition for a lot of people. And then, of course, your body, it's not built on nothing. It needs those nutrients. So to heal your body, you need even more nutrients than just to keep it going. So once you're trying to heal your body, like, for example, with the bone density, I find the best results with especially postmenopausal women, because as you get older, nutrition becomes an even bigger issue. Best results are combining a good nutritional program and nutritional mineral supplement with the vibration. And I'm not just talking about calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D, which are the sort of typical ones given for people. There's 12 to 15 essential nutrients for building bone, And you've got to make sure you're getting them all, or it's not going to happen.
Becky, I know we're out of time, and we're going to have to say goodbye, but your book, Whole Body Vibration, is fascinating with all the material you have in it. And I know that you have bcvibranthealth.com. That's Boy Charlie vibranthealth.com that people can go to find out more information about your book and other things. But this is just absolutely fascinating, and I'm delighted that you were able to be my guest today.
It was a pleasure, Donna. It was just great to be here and talk to you again.
Well, you take care, and I look forward to hearing more good things.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Check out bcvibrant.com. Learn more about an option that you might want to consider.
That's vibranthealth.com. bcvibranthealth.com.
Thank you very much for correcting me. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to share with you.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, Cover Your Assets, with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. And we are going to be talking about money. Yes, we are. We have a wonderful guest who is so knowledgeable about so many areas of financial, I'll call it opportunity. And one of the things that Garrett Sutton really enjoys doing is sharing his knowledge with people so that we can become more educated about what is going on in the world of finance, real estate, many other areas as well, how we can protect ourselves. This is a man that really has a very strong sense of ethics, and he feels that part of his job is to inform, as I've said, to educate, and to empower you to know how to protect yourself and how to be aware of what you can do when it comes to different areas of business and or financial investment. I want to welcome Garrett Sutton to the show. Garrett, welcome.
Thank you, Donna. It's a pleasure to be back on the show with you.
You know, Garrett, you're a man that has such a passion for educating people, and I'm just so delighted that you're on the show with me. I was surprised to learn from your administrative assistant, Brandy, that you've got a brand new book coming out, Loopholes of Real Estate. Now, that's quite a title because the real estate market has been in the financial toilet for, my goodness, how many years now? It's really been tough on the people in the real estate environment.
It sure has. It's been at least 5 years, Donna, but you heard the news today. The home prices are starting to come back in many markets. In fact, some people worry another bubble is developing. So people are back buying real estate, and it's important to understand both the tax and legal rules associated with buying real estate. And so that's why I redrafted Loopholes of Real Estate. The book was initially published in 2003. It was a bestseller then. And I've redone the book for today's marketplace. A number of things have changed when it comes to buying real estate. You now have to be very cautious about how you take title. Many of these foreclosed properties have some lingering problems. And if you take title the wrong way, you could be responsible for those problems. So that's why I went back, redid the book, and it's coming out. It'll be on the shelves August 6th. You can pre-order it on Amazon, called Loopholes of Real Estate. It's also kind of fascinating, the history of the word loopholes. Loop in Middle English meant a window. And mm-hmm. So in castles, you had loopholes, window holes, for the people defending the castle to, you know, send an arrow out or a rock or whatever. And people couldn't, the windows were so narrow that the people sieging the castle couldn't easily get projectiles back in. And so that was a defensive mechanism in a castle wall. Then they moved the loopholes to the bottom of the castle, and they became ways for children and small adults to escape. So if you were in the know, if you knew where the loopholes were, you could get out of the castle and avoid a siege. Well, that's where the word loophole came to mean an out, an escape clause in a contract. Mm-hmm. So the loopholes relate to castle walls, castle fortification, and defense of your real estate. So the book, I in this next edition, I tied all that together. So we talk about loopholes and protection, opening loopholes for tax purposes, closing the loopholes for legal purposes throughout the book. It really made this edition much more enjoyable for me to include all this about loopholes.
We live in a world today, and it's on the news every single day, how privacy is almost non-existent.
Right.
Asset protection, people are really very, very frightened and very concerned about that. Our forefathers had concerns about that. That's why certain things like the Bill of Rights were put in, and amendments and all kinds of various things have been implemented that now seem to be undermined. But asset protection and privacy, you are very knowledgeable about land trusts. And what are they? And how in the world does it protect assets? Is there really something that we can do as individuals to protect assets?
Well, there is, Donna. The one thing is you need to have good information. And the issue with land trusts is a lot of promoters are out there selling them as an asset protection device. They offer zero asset protection. They're like a living trust. Many people have a living trust for their estate planning, and that's fine. It helps you avoid probate and all, but living trusts do not provide asset protection. Your assets, if held in a living trust, can be reached by a creditor. The same is true with the land trust. Land trusts and living trusts are very similar, and the one key area that they're identical in is they offer zero asset protection. And yet, at the same time, you have promoters out there saying, set up land trusts, they offer the asset protection, they offer the privacy. And in my new book, Loopholes of Real Estate, I have a whole chapter on the fallacy of these land trusts. They offer neither asset protection nor privacy.
Well, in a way, and I can relate to this, I think of anybody that, let's say this, had their home, they want it to be protected, like you said, if there's creditors. In this world today, we have such a litigious society that so many people that they have estates, and they have estates that are held up in the air for years sometimes before they're finally settled.
Right.
How can someone go about this? What is an alternative that can be used that can empower people? And I know that in your book, it's coming out, The Loopholes of Real Estate, and some other publications that you've had that are just quite very, very good. And you're also going to have an audio book, I understand, it's going to go along with this, which I think is terrific. But I think of so many people that I know of today, they're just shaking their heads. They've set things up. They thought they were protecting their kids, and they're in a quandary.
Well, and they should be, because there's so much misinformation out there, Donna, and that's why we do these books, to try and clear things up for people. But to your question, is there a way to do it? There is. And so we need to use two vehicles. The first one is the living trust. That does provide probate avoidance, meaning you don't have to go to court to administer the estate, to have a judge review everything, to have the attorneys get the probate fees, which can be quite expensive mm-hmm. for an estate. If you use a living trust, you avoid all that. You don't have to go to court. You don't have to have your estate probated by a judge and by attorneys. You can do that within the living trust document. But again, the living trust offers no asset protection. So you have to take a second step. And you have to have your assets that you want to protect held in LLCs and other protective entities. So the two work together. The LLC offers you the asset protection. Say you have a rental property and you want to protect yourself from being sued by a tenant who, if that property is in your individual name or held by your living trust, the tenant can reach whatever you own. Not just the equity in the property, but whatever you own. So we want the LLC for the asset protection. In turn, the LLC is then owned by the living trust. That gives you the probate avoidance. So we have two vehicles. We have the LLC on title holding the assets. Then we have the LLC owned by the living trust giving you the probate avoidance. So they work together. One offers asset protection, one offers probate avoidance, and a good attorney in your area knows how these work together.
I would imagine that with all of the changes that occur, it's a pretty tough proposition to keep up with all of this stuff that goes on. Is it different in every state?
Well, each state, you know, has its wrinkles. We do have community property states, typically out west, and you have the common law states in the east. There are subtle differences, but as a general rule, that structure works across the country. The LLC holding the asset, be it a rental property, be it a brokerage account, be it a business asset. The LLC, in turn, is owned by the living trust, which allows the estate to be distributed without having to go through probate. That use of those two legal vehicles works in any state.
Well, that's very good to know. Now, is there a difference between the LLC and, let's say, an S corporation?
There is.
Okay,
yeah.
And what would that be?
Well, the LLC offers great asset protection via the charging order, and we like using the two states that have the best asset protection for LLCs, which is Wyoming and Nevada. The S corporation offers benefits tax-wise. You can minimize the payment of payroll taxes with an S corporation, but the corporation itself, be it a C corp or an S corp, that's just a difference in taxation. The corporation itself doesn't offer the charging order protection. Now, there's one state that does offer the charging order protection for a corporation. And what state do you think that is, Donna?
Would that be Nevada?
It is. Very good guess. Out of all 50 states, Nevada is the only state that offers charging order protection for corporate shares. And so when I go out and teach my classes and talk to people, I make sure they realize this, because that is the one advantage of incorporating in Nevada, even over Wyoming, for asset protection, is that protection you have for a corporation.
Now, Garrett, I know that we're just about out of time here, and I want people to know how to reach you, because you've put out so many good publications, and this new one, which is up to date, and since the real estate market is starting to, you know, come to life again. I know there are realtors here in the state of Washington that are saying, oh, we're so grateful that this is starting to happen, because so much. And I know in our own neighborhood, my goodness, there have been houses up for sale for 3 years. They haven't moved. And there's been short sales and, you know, the sad stories of foreclosures and all of these other things that have affected millions of people around the United States. And this is something where I think it's important they know how to reach you. Now, your website, give us your website information so people can check out what you've got.
Well, I have two websites, Donna. The law website is Sutlaw, SUTLAW.com. And then we also do corporate formation across the country, and that website is CorporateDirect.com. And then we have an 800 number. People can always call up and talk to an account representative or get a consult with me over the phone. And that number is 800-600-1760.
Okay. Now, let's go back over this, because for those of you listening, now some of you may say, gee, I don't have very much to worry about. But it's important for us to be cognizant of how we can protect ourselves, and you may have more asset value than you realize. And with all of the changes that are going on, being informed is very good. So you can go to sutlaw.com. There's a lot of material on the website that you can go through. And that's S-U-T-T-L-A-W. Just
one T, S-U-T.
S-U-T-L-A-W.com. And corporatedirect.com. And you're also welcome to call if you have a question, if you know of somebody in business that would like to find out more about this and how they can protect themselves, their assets, and make sure that their families and or whoever, maybe it's a school or someplace that you want your assets to be distributed to, give him a call. Garrett Sutton has been my guest. The number is 800-600-1760. That's 800-600-1760. And he's got this new book coming up, but he's got so many other publications you might be interested in. So check it all out. Garrett, thank you very much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Donna. It's been a pleasure.
Look forward to chatting with you soon. You've always got new information to share, and it's terrific. Thank you, Garrett. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance our physical needs with our busy schedules is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors, a bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. Amino Muscle Snack Time can be used anytime, anywhere, first thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. Weight loss, appetite control. Only top-of-the-line and no genetically modified ingredients are used, no caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone number, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, is 888-627-6008. For those of you that are a first-time listener to the show, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then, of course, after that, you're welcome. After I give you what I perceive, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. We have some wonderful guests coming up. George Kohlreiser is going to be my guest tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about reaching for the, what do I want to say, the gold ring? Is that what I want to call it? Or the platinum ring? Not the brass one. We want to reach for the highest and the best. And Care to Dare is the title of his book. And George is a businessman. His office, I believe, is in Switzerland. And he is just a wonderful man. And he was someone that was very much involved in training people on how to travel to countries like South America, various places in South America that were very dangerous, and how to protect yourself. He was a guest on my show a number of years ago. Well, he's also a businessman, and he's got such wonderful information in his book, so we'll be talking with him tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about a condition of the skin, rosacea. And I have known people that have developed this, and it is something that for most people is just absolutely awful. Rosacea, it just looks like you've got a sunburn, and you have all of these pimples sometimes that come out. It is a very uncomfortable skin condition, and supposedly you can't cure it. Well, guess what? My guest, Den Lauren, did. She got rid of it. She had major rosacea problems. We're also going to be talking with, on Thursday, Jonathan Goldman. Now, Jonathan has been on my show so many times. This is a man who is a master of sound, and he's got a brand new CD out, and it's just wonderful. So we're going to be talking about that. And then on Friday, a fun topic, handwriting analysis, yes. Doc Grayson is going to be my guest. This is a man that has worked with teachers helping them understand the handwriting of children. Now, I know today you hear of a lot of people saying, oh, get rid of the cursive training. Well, the cursive training with writing is extremely valuable. And he goes a step further. He has enabled teachers to really be able to understand the children that they are with and how to work with them and to work with their strengths as well as their weaknesses. But he goes into handwriting analysis, and we're going to be discussing that. It's a very exciting topic as far as I'm concerned. And I'll be chatting with you about a man who was a part of the Howard Hughes estate, one of the handwriting analysis, or analysts, I should say, that was called into court to evaluate the signatures on documents. Was there fraud involved? Fascinating topic, handwriting analysis. So we've got a wonderful lineup of guests, and I just look forward to having you join us. Now, I've got a wonderful, wonderful story that I want to share about Garby. Garby is this little tiny mutt that was rescued out of a trash can. His story, oh, it'll touch your heart, but I don't have enough time to share that with you. But what I wanted to do was to share a thought. And I get this from a book that was called The Key. And this was just a magnificent book, and I love the wisdom in it. Do you have books in your library where they're like a good friend? You can just go in and pull them out whenever you feel like it, and just open up a page randomly. Well, that's what I did this morning before I started the show. And the book, this is what it said, The Key to Believing in Oneself. And I thought I would close the show out with this today. And this is what Senator Joseph Lieberman said. He said, everybody should. They should believe in oneself. He said, it comes from my parents, who had a lot of confidence in me and instilled in me the sense that if I worked hard, I could achieve. And if I believed in something, I should stick with it. The other thing my parents gave me is my faith. If you see yourself, and I was raised to see myself, as part of a divine creation, you have a responsibility to make the world better. It's a real motivator. If you feel that your existence here is no accident, it helps you to believe in yourself, even if you fail, as you will sometimes. He said last year when he wrote this, he had lost the Democratic primary. He picked himself up and said, I'm going to run as an independent. And that worked out. Now, this is a man that when he wrote this, this isn't what I'd call a political statement. He was making really a statement about sometimes you have to shift. Sometimes, yes, you're going to have setbacks, but that does not mean that you are a failure. Your life does have a purpose, and you are so significant. And I am so delighted that you've been able to join me today. Tell your friends about the show and invite them, too, to have an hour of mind power. This is Donna Siebel. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. And don't ever forget, what you put into your mind, what you put into your body does make a difference, because it is going to enable you to empower others with the strength that you maintain and develop for yourself. Don't put garbage in, mentally, physically, or emotionally. Don't do it, because all you're going to get is garbage out. This is Donna Siebel. Thank you again for joining me. You're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. We'll talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on BBS. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.